Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentation. Throw it over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs. The Drive, good evening. The Drive with Tay and Piper. Derek has left me. He's left me alone here at the studio. So you've got me for the next hour. We will chat a lot of Illinois and Ohio State. I'll take your text at 217-359-2255. My buddy Lindy Lushen's going to come by. We'll visit with him a little bit. I know we've always wanted to chat on the air about some baseball and such. So maybe we'll talk a little baseball and get more on this Illinois basketball game tonight. It's a big one for the Fighting Illini. You'll hear from Brad Underwood on RJ Melendez. RJ is a guy that, as Derek and I just mentioned, is someone that, man, would it be really nice to be able to get a productive stretch out of RJ Melendez. Not just one game, but just a productive stretch out of him. He has the ability to do that. So hopefully that is one thing that will occur. You'll also hear from RJ Melendez, who was able to meet with the media this week. So we'll hear from him. Chris Holtman, my guy, I guess. I said that one time that I thought he was maybe one of the best coaches in the country. Chris Holtman, he was able to talk a little bit about Illinois as well. So you'll hear his thoughts as we roll along this week. I understand now the Illini women's team, they're in action again this Thursday at 7 p.m. They'll be at home against Purdue. Illinois, of course, 16-4 on the season with Shauna Green and crew. It is amazing what they have accomplished and what they have done. 6-3 in the conference, 9-1 at home. Of course, the one loss being Indiana that occurred. But certainly Shauna Green's squad looking to get back in action on Thursday. It's been a while. It's been, you know, I know they had the win against Northwestern in between, but I'm ready to get some more of their games rolling. But for Illinois, of course, 13-6 overall and 4-4 in the conference when it comes to the Big Ten. And, of course, a big stretch coming up with regards to road games. If you're talking about at Wisconsin, then you've got Nebraska at home, then you're at Iowa, and then you've got Minnesota and Rutgers at home. So it's a stretch here where this is a big game, I think, for the Fighting Illini. A chance to stay above 500 in the Big Ten, a chance to, you know, get that victory that would give you 14 wins on the season, and of course would be a nice win over an Ohio State squad that comes in similar to Illinois, if you will. So it will be a nice victory tonight if Illinois can get that done, and then see what happens Saturday at Wisconsin. Of course, a Badgers team that you took care of earlier this season, 79-69 here in Champaign, of course, without Tyler Wall, still a little banged up as well. So, you know, get this one tonight, take your chance at Wisconsin, and then you've got a Nebraska team coming to town, which you should be able to do some damage with. So I think a big game, and again, it would be nice to get that kind of a connection or that kind of a game out of RJ Melendez tonight. Maybe that will occur. All right, Lindy Lushen has stepped to the plate. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Before I start anything, I've been through a situation like you have in the last couple of weeks, and so I just want to send my to your mother.
Yeah.
And to you,
it's hard.
I love you guys, and, yeah. And I'm sorry. And I just want to send out my. There's no words. I
mean, there isn't.
I just want to send my sympathy to you guys.
Thank you. My mom doesn't realize that you lost your brother as well.
It's an interesting thing. No parent should ever bury their child.
There's no doubt. And that was the hardest part through all of it, obviously.
And being there for your mom, I know what that takes. And your parent, you know, it is. I'm sorry.
Well, Lindy, I know I can feel it, the pain in your voice. And I know when you reached out to me after this, I think my text back to you is, man, you know what I'm going through.
Yeah, it's I love you guys. And then, you know, I did some work for your mother.
No, that's right. That's right.
And so I've known her actually before I knew you. And I know I understand the depth at which you guys have felt in the last couple of weeks and last week. And I just want you to know that you've been in my prayers. And I love you guys. And ILL, I&I,
there
doesn't
you go.
Matter when it comes to what you've dealt with in the last week.
And if you
guys need anything, I'm always here for you.
You know that I know, in other words, that you would be there, and I appreciate it. So I assume you're going to the game tonight.
I am going to be at the game tonight. And let's break down the game.
Let's do a little bit because, you know, you were hearing me talk about it that, you know, you go through a season. There's always plenty of, oh, this is a big game. Oh, this is a big game. Oh, wait a minute. This is the big game. I mean, you can just go, depending on how the season goes, there's just a series of big games that occur. But Lindy, more than anything, you're at home. And you know, from being an Illini fan your whole life, you and I are almost identical in terms of our age, our fandom, just everything about it. We both grew up around this area. There's so many similarities. And one thing that we know from years past is you can't lose games at home. And this is certainly something that, of course, the way Illinois looked against Indiana at home was very strange. Penn State came in and kicked you around at home, which is very strange. We got to get that idea of this is home for us, and you're not coming in here and beating us. And I think tonight would be a good start if Illinois could get that done.
I agree 100%. The funny thing about this season is if you watch not just the Big Ten, you watch every other conference.
Sure.
And there are literally probably 25 teams where usually there's 4 to 6 teams that you can circle and say, these are the teams that you have to worry about that you play in March. And this year, there is probably 14 to 20 teams that you can circle and say they have a chance to go on a 6-game run.
There's no doubt.
In March, early April.
Is Illinois one of those teams?
They have the talent to be one of those teams, and they have Goody coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shooter that will lock in on you on defense on the outside. You have a few players that have underperformed at the U of I level, for what we expected. And you have some players that show the ability every game to be really solid. Our freshman class is without Sky. That is another circumstance is what it is. I hope he ends up back on the team in the future. But, if you look at what we have and what we're building, I know this. 6 years ago today, I would be sitting here telling you, please give me today.
Amen, right?
Because it's the same thing in football.
Yep.
3 years ago today, you've been begging for what we had.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
And so I love that our frustration when it comes to the sport of basketball and U of I related is that we're not quite playing as well as we would like them to. Instead of, can we make the NIT?
Right, exactly. That's exactly right.
And so with that,
good,
I mean, you know, these kids, they're kids.
Yeah.
In the long run, when you look back at this, these are kids, and they are working their tail off for the team that we love.
Do we look at them different now with NIL and such? Like, I know what you mean, and I said this. I had this internal dispute with myself one day because I thought, you know, one thing I've never done. Now, will I rip on Lovie Smith? Will I rip on Brad Underwood if I need to? Will I rip on Brett Bielema if he does something? And I feel like, well, you know, I don't know that I like that idea. I know I remember a game earlier this year. It was either the Purdue game or the Michigan State game where Brett Bielema elected to take the ball, I think, or didn't defer it. And I'm like, why would you ever do that, right? I mean, so there are certain things that we, even though we didn't play, we mean being me, didn't play at that kind of a level, I feel like there are certain things that I have earned the right after all these years of watching sports and talking about it to maybe rip a coach. But one thing I never did was take it personal on a college player because – in my mind, like you said, they're out there busting their butt. And we all know this. Look, I was in college and was friends with athletes. And I was shocked at how much time they had to spend in classrooms, in study halls, in practices, waking up early in the morning, flying, or let's say heading to Drake for a Thursday night game and coming back and having a 9 a.m. test on Friday. I totally get the commitment that these guys make and gals.
Do you remember the outside of that part of the game in college?
Meaning?
What'd you do in the evenings?
Well, right, exactly.
What are they?
Yeah, I'm at the bar.
They're still the same age as you and I.
Exactly.
They still want to do the same things that we did.
You know, I say I was at a bar. It's not like I spent all my time at a bar, but I was at a movie or I was over at a buddy's place, apartment playing, you know, PlayStation back in the day. So, yeah, I mean, I was being a kid. I was learning how to become a man. I was paying bills. I was learning how to cook and building friendships for life. And they're doing the same thing, but yet they're like showcased on a sometimes national level, like here at Illinois. So I ask you, and I'm it's a legit question, and I said I had this internal discussion with myself, like, because a guy like Matthew Meyer might be making a hell of a lot of money right now for playing here, does that allow me the ability, even though he's still a young man who's in college, does that give me the ability to shred him a little bit more than what I would have done in the past?
Honest answer?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. That's fair.
No. It's still a 19 to 22-year-old kid. Like, they're making money. Are you mad?
No.
Would you make it?
Sure. I'd love to make that catch.
That's what I mean. Like, I mean, they're putting on a performance for us every 2 to 4 nights.
That's a great point.
And we've sat and talked in the past about should they be rewarded for that.
Exactly.
Is their scholarship, is the benefits of being a college athlete enough for them? It doesn't matter.
Right.
The answer doesn't matter because the answer now is yes, it matters.
Yes.
They get paid. So if you're going to hold that against them, then, I mean, I don't know what you want me
that's
to
fair.
Tell you.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
But, I mean, it's the same kid putting in the same work at the same age.
Yep. That's exactly right.
And here's the one thing that I know from the experience I have. I've never coached at a D1 level. I have coached at a college level and under.
Mm-hmm.
From 6-year-olds up to, I think I even had a guy that at one point was 3 years older than me that I was coaching. Oh. More than that, about 15 years older than me.
Oh, Bob my Harold. Goodness.
Bob Harold. But anyway, if you look at these, if you look at it in understanding that these kids are out there wearing the orange and blue and they are doing everything in their power to make you and I and every other fan happy.
Happy.
They do not walk out and anticipate losing. They do not walk out playing Indiana and anticipate being flat. They don't walk out playing Penn State and anticipate being flat. That's not why I came to the University of Illinois.
Absolutely.
I can assure you when they walk out and they see that place full and everybody's going nuts, they feel that energy.
Sure.
Sometimes things happen.
How much could Luke Goody help this team?
I mean, he's a shooter, and what are we missing?
That's exactly right.
We're missing.
Don't you feel like he has an intangible?
He's
like, not just shooting,
I
right?
mean, coming off, he's a freshman. Remember, he's coming off his freshman year. So he has not played at all his sophomore year. So please keep that in mind too much pressure on what Luke Goody's going to bring to the table when he comes back. But the fact is the kid has the ability to lead. He has the ability to shoot, and he has the ability to defend.
Amen.
And those are three things that this team is in dire need of.
Yep. And I think he really hates to lose.
Don't we all?
I would think, like I said yesterday, my FanDuel overall record, you know, after 2 years is like 9-180. I'm like, I would have been fired years ago.
There's a reason Vegas is open.
Wow, look at all these nice buildings. How are they paying for all these? No, I'm with you on that, and I think there will be a little bit of a learning curve there for Luke Goody getting back into what we need. I mean, who knows how he'll be able to go mentally. You know, when you're injured, you've been injured before, I'm sure, and just mentally in your mind, like, how is this thing going to play? You know, I mean, in such a small factor, I can remember when I played, like, fast pitch softball, being old, and I would hurt my calf on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night, right? And so then all of a sudden, Saturday, you got three games in some tournament in T-Town, and it's like, how long until this calf just absolutely blows out and I'm done, right? And mentally, it's hard not to think of that.
It's as a guy who's sitting here with a torn rotator cuff for the last 4 years and still coaching and throwing BP. I get exactly what you're saying.
Oh, boy, that just sounds
painful. Here's the other thing I'd say to Illini Nation. You have two kids that have transferred in since the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's asking when you're going to see
them. Oh, yeah.
It's D1 high-level basketball.
I think there's a reason you haven't seen them yet.
You have a kid that has played D1 high-level basketball and is coming off a foot break that we're already being told is going to take 2 to 3 weeks to get him back, even to close to game shape.
That's correct.
He's only playing one-on-one, 2-versus-2 right now.
Yep.
Everybody wants to see him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think these kids are, 18, 17, 18, 19 years old, coming in from a foreign country, never played D1 college basketball, let alone at the level that Illinois is?
That's true.
Because we're not what we were 6 years ago.
No.
And so to sit and try to want to throw those kids in and to have the one thing I'll say about Luke Goody is he is a great person for the University of Illinois, but it's going to take him time to get into a rhythm and play Luke Goody basketball.
Well said. All right, Lindy, before I let you go, because I got to get you to the game too. How about let's start with this. I got two things. How about what Shauna Green is doing on this Illini women's front? You and I, as mentioned, we've had, in fact, your brother's name was Lance.
Yes. We haven't even talked about that.
Heath just texted in and he said, Lon, I'm so very sorry for your loss. You and your family are in my prayers. Interesting that I used to work with Lindy and my son played travel ball for his brother. I hadn't thought about it until now, though, that both of you lost your brother and your brothers had the same name.
Yes.
And I knew your brother's name was Lance, and it just hit me when he said that. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's right.
You've been going through some stuff.
Yeah, right. That wasn't the first thing that popped in my head.
You've been going through for some things like that. It hit me a couple days ago.
I bet.
Even when I first heard the news, it didn't dawn on me that your brother's name was Lance.
That is crazy. All right, Shauna Green. You and I were here when Teresa Grants was getting it done. Those were some fun times covering Illinois. I was lucky enough to cover that team at WAND. And man, you talk about every night out, you expected that team to win. And you're back to that now with Shauna Green, right? Like, when they lost that game at home to Indiana, I was very disappointed. Like, I was almost mad at the team. And I'm like, man, that feels good.
Did you get a chance to watch that or be there? Because I know it was right at the time.
Right, that was the week. No, yeah. We had too much going on, obviously.
Some of you know me. I work security at State Farm Center.
Yep.
And I got the luxury of being in a pretty good spot that night. It was frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Our point guard, number zero, I can't think of her name, but one of our better shooters.
Right.
Anyway, she kept getting fouls that were knick-knack fouls, and it was a frustrating game. But I can tell you this. I have watched 200 people be in that building, and now I've watched 5,600 people be in that building.
That's amazing.
For women's basketball.
That's amazing.
And I've watched the guard play in the women's basketball team, as well as our bigs. They are kind of they were established last year. The bigs were pretty solid. But they brought in guard play this year that at the women's level, having two daughters that play the game, I've taken a likeness to it.
Absolutely.
A lot of people struggle to get into the women's game, but I can tell you this, if you can live under the basket, it's a fun game to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And the guard play that she's brought in, the excitement within the program has been a fun turnaround.
It has. It really has. Makaira Cook, of course. Camille Jackson is number zero, but Makaira Cook, number three. Genesis Bryant has been really good. You know, Kendall Bostic has just continued to play at an unbelievable level for this team. So it's just a fun team, and I had expected to go to that game Wednesday night, and then, of course, everything occurred. So now I am expecting myself to go to a game soon to see them play, and I'm just trying to figure out the parallels between their schedule and Andrews to make that happen. But
high school basketball is fun.
It is, man. How about this week? And I talked about this last week, but at he's got what? He's got Ty Pence tonight coming into town to play, and then Friday we're at Bloomington Central Catholic to face the Cole Serta kid. And then a good Leroy team on Saturday. This is going to be an interesting week for little Andrew to go out and see what he can do.
Get after it. Have fun,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. That's what I told him.
I mean, you have nothing to
– nope.
Get after it.
Get after it and go show what you can do. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. And as you know, that conference, you know, STM's the only 1A school in that conference. And they just play these – solid teams all year, and it's like, oh my gosh. I mean, but how cool. I know I was never squared up against a Division I player, not only once, but twice in the same week. So I said, well, you know, there's a lot riding on this if you're going to eat or not.
No,
so.
I never did it on a I never did it on a basketball court. I did it on a baseball field once or twice.
Yes.
Never on a basketball field.
Oh, and man.
Here's the one thing I'll tell you in basketball. I coached a little AAU, and this is what I'd tell my ladies. You can't make a shot you don't take.
Amen.
If you have an opening,
take it.
Take the shot.
Take the shot. I think he's learning that.
Take the shot.
There were too many games where you'd sit there, and I know his coach sometimes gets on him because he's not taking that shot, but lately he's been taking that shot. So that's all that matters, man. That's all that matters.
Worst case scenario is you miss, get back on defense.
It's a chance for a rebound, right? Chance for a rebound. All right, I'm going to finish with this. Lindy Lushen, our guest, and we didn't plan this. You just happened to be around the Philo area and popped in, and of course, pipe's gone. Illinois football, how fun was that this past season, being able to watch that program really have a chance to win the West, really have a chance to play in the Big Ten Championship. They make a bowl game in Tampa. I mean, is there a bet? I mean, what a great season for them.
So if you'd asked me this question after the Purdue game,
yes,
you would have got a different answer.
Okay.
But I can tell you this, sitting back with 12 seconds left ahead in a bowl game in Tampa, Florida,
mm-hmm.
playing an SEC school, you wouldn't have got a complaint from me in
nope.
the world.
Nope.
And I love Illinois fans. Here's the one thing that I've realized. The 2004-2005 road to the national championship, we as Illinois fans have allowed that to be our marker.
Yes.
And then we forget the in-between days.
I know.
And we set back when we struggle. Basketball, football, whatever, baseball, any sport. We set back when we struggle, and we just beg to be mediocre or to be a part of the conversation.
Right.
And then we become a part of the conversation, and suddenly we're frustrated that we're not the end of the conversation.
Exactly.
I'm okay with the growth.
Okay.
To get there. and I know you're wrapping up, Lon.
Well, you're good.
Again, you know, I want to thank you. I was in town here. I got to finish up a job here before I get out of here and get to the game.
Listen, though, one national title would have changed us as Illinois fans completely.
I don't care if you cheat to get it.
Right?
We've had that talk.
But you think about 89. If you win that national title, I don't think Illinois fans are like they are, right? And I'm not saying we're bad. We just want to win, right? We want to prove once and for all that this is a university that is really good at sports. Even yes. though when you look at, like, the especially this Illinois basketball squad and look at the history of it, like top, what, 15 nationally in wins and some Final Fours, like four or five Final Fours. I mean, but it's just if 89 would have gone different, if 04, 05 would have gone different, I think we as fans would be more understanding because we would have at least had that. I don't know why that is about sports people, like sports fans like me. Maybe people aren't like this. But for me, when it comes to the St. Louis Cardinals, like I don't get as frustrated because they've done what they've done, right? They're considered one of the best franchises in baseball history, right? Obviously.
They're the second best franchise. Ever. They're the second most.
Ever. Now, the Arizona Cardinals, on the other hand, they won a championship in 1947. They've gone since 1947 without winning anything.
I'm not 1947, but as a Raider fan, I feel you.
Exactly. But you had your Lester Jackson or whatever back in the day.
I'm old enough to see one.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it's like for a fan, you want other fans to respect you, right? So like as a football fan, I don't want to walk into a bar and have everybody going, "That guy's a Cardinals fan." Which is probably what they do. But it's like, and so for Illinois basketball, as good as Illinois basketball has been, to have gotten one of those national titles, that would have been what we needed to say, well, you know what? But we've won a national title.
Does that take us off the stepbrother list? Is that what it is?
That's probably true. That's probably what
it
does. I mean,
in all reality, like, you're the winningest program without a championship. Okay, so with the stepbrothers.
So shouldn't you
be... No offense to stepbrothers out there.
Right, exactly. Shouldn't you be excited about that? You know, but... And I think it's funny how we put guys like Steve Stricker, all the success, and it just so happens, like coincidentally, he played at Illinois, but all the success Strick had, and he's winning on the senior PGA, he's winning majors on the senior PGA or whatever that's called now, but he never won that major, right? And so for him... He's in that little category, not many are in it, that little category of, well, he's the best to never have won a major. And I sit there and I think to myself, Steve Stricker has won millions of dollars. He's earned millions of dollars. He's had an unbelievable career. He guided the Ryder Cup recently. I mean, it just, you can't ask for a better thing. His wife was his caddy. I mean, what a career is just win a major. And you wonder, like, are we putting too much pressure on that? To where Steve Stricker's sitting there going, you know, I'm a millionaire, right? You know, I won a lot of tournaments. You know, I've had a great career. I've got my health. I've played golf my whole life. Don't worry about me not winning that major. But it's almost like there's this something inside of us, and it's the competitor inside of us that wants to say, yeah, but I won this. And I think every sports fan has that.
That's really easy for us.
It is.
Weren't D1 top athletes.
You're right.
To say.
You're right.
But I can tell you he's put the work in to win a major. And yep. All these kids have put the work in to win a national championship.
Amen.
And I can assure you the times they lost was not because they wanted to.
That's a great point. Lindy, way to bring some perspective, my friend. Great to see you.
Anytime. You too, bud. Like I said, man, I love you and your mom.
Well, thank you.
And
thank
the most
you.
Condolences I can give to you. And if anything, anytime you need to talk, I get it.
I appreciate that, buddy. There. I appreciate that. And one of these days, I am going to make it over to the man cave to see the three TVs set up.
It's only a 70, a 65, and a 55. You name the game.
I feel bad for you.
And on a on basketball weekend, we may add in another 55.
Oh, my goodness. This is now ridiculous. Like, I'm going to have overload trying to watch every game on those things.
The
Lindy?
Perks of my job.
Exactly. Enjoy the game tonight. Get us a win.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. We are back. We'll hear from Chris Holtman. You'll hear from RJ Melendez and Brad Underwood as Illinois gets set to face the Buckeyes at 6. It is The Drive.
Now, the NIL jersey lineup for your Fighting Illini. Number 55, Sky Clark. Number 15, RJ Melendez. Number 10, Luke Goody. Number 20, Ty Rogers. Number 0, Terrence Shannon Jr. And number 33, Coleman Hawkins. Get yours at State Farm Center on game day, online or in stores. Game Day Spirit, official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Don't miss the final days of our Everything BOGO sale. Through Sunday only, you can buy 1 square foot of any floor and get the second foot half off. That's any carpet, any floor. Our hottest selling luxury vinyl floors, durable and pet friendly carpet, beautiful hardwood, and classic tile. It's all BOGO half off, including our Shaw Floors collection and incredible waterproof Cortec floors. Discounts on material only. See store for details. Then shop our amazing selection of furniture, rugs, and accessories. It's all buy one, get one half off. Plus, you can buy any carpet or any floor with special 2 years financing with zero interest. You'll always find unmatched service from our family-owned business. If you're ready to start a project, we're here for you. Don't miss the Everything BOGO sale through Sunday only at Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. We're flooring people.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going
to
make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, champagne.com.
Are you ready to be cool and take the plunge this winter? The athletes of Special Olympics Illinois are counting on you. So join us to Plunge Illinois at Mahomet Polar Plunge, Saturday, March 11th at the Lake of the Woods. You can register as an individual or team today at plungeillinois.com. Got a school or college group that wants to get in on the chilly action? That's great. Regent I hosts the Cool School Challenge and College Cup, a friendly competition to raise the most funds at the Polar Plunge and a chance to win money back for your school or collegiate group. Create a team today and get started. Your efforts will support local Special Olympics Illinois athletes, giving them access to life-changing programming all year long, like competitive sports and training, health education, as well as personal and leadership development. The 2023 Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge supporting Special Olympics Illinois will be held at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet on Saturday, March 11th. You can get all the info you need to Plunge Illinois at plungeillinois.com. Again, that's plungeillinois.com.
The Unity Music Boosters present Ala A Cappella on Friday, February 10th with $15 tickets available while supplies last.
The money raised helps Unit 7 music programs.
The Ala A Cappella show is Friday, February 10th at 7 p.m. located at Unity High School, 1127 County Road 800 North in Tolono.
The raffle baskets to win have great experiences in restaurants plus spiritware for your favorite teams. Learn more as you visit unitymusicboosters.org to get your tickets today.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window, and we're proud to be your choice for the 2021 People's Choice Awards for the third year in a row. We want to say thank you by offering buy one, get one 50% off on all windows. And you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks. So call today or visit us at kramersiding.com. And remember, at Kramer Siding and Window, you have a friend in the business.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Get ready for the 7th annual Champaign County Area Restaurant Week. This 9-day celebration features our diverse and award-winning culinary scene with Filipino, Indian, Cambodian, Thai, Mexican, Caribbean, Italian, Zambian, vegetarian, vegan, soul food, farm-to-table, and standard American fare. You'll be able to find a restaurant, share your experience, and dine in or take out. It's Restaurant Week, January 27th through February 4th. For details, go to visitchampaigncounty.org.
CU at Home has their one winter night the first Friday in February as the venue CU serves as host to sponsors and volunteers to raise funds for those without a home. The keynote speaker, George Dennehy, will talk about overcoming adversity with a powerful story of hope. Visit his site, thatarmlessguy.com. Stevie J Broadcasting is proud of the awareness created starting at 6 p.m. Friday, February 3rd. For details, visit cuathome.us.
How are you helping support the next generation of leaders and change makers? In 1 hour a week, you can offer the support and guidance a young person needs by becoming a one-to-one mentor in the Champaign-Urbana Public Schools. Join over 450 local adults who are mentoring children. Check out the website cu1to1.org for more information about how you can make mentoring a part of your life.
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Carl works every day to improve the health of community members across the region, and it would not be possible without team members like Dwayne Linton, a nationally certified nurse in the emergency department at Carl Foundation Hospital.
I work with a team of people who really care about what they do and are very flexible and adaptive in rapidly changing critical situations, and I would trust any of them at any time.
If you're looking for an opportunity to serve your community like Dwayne in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B at Stevie J Broadcasting, and you are listening to the amazing ESPN Radio 93.5.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. That was really, really fun. Chatting with Lindy. Good stuff, man. I've been loving this, having Jason Thompson, Corey Witt, my buddy, just having them come on whenever Pipes is busy, and I'll have to reach out to some other friends and have them come in. It's just always good to hear a different perspective from what people think, and I think Lindy nailed it with regards to the Illini. I really appreciate, Mike, what you said. Heath, thank you so much. I appreciate the kind words and the support. The support has been incredible. And nobody knows that as much as Lindy, who just ironically, and I had forgotten that his brother who passed away a few years ago and then mine that just passed away last week, both named Lance, and just crazy. Also, Derek sending prayers up. I appreciate that as well. So thank you to everyone. I cannot say it enough. The support has been incredible. I mean, it's incredible. And It's just amazing. It just fills your heart. You know, you hear that phrase, oh, that fills my heart. It's true. It really does. All right, we got to win a game tonight. Illinois and Ohio State. Chris Holtman, he had a chance to chat with his media in Columbus about this game tonight against the Illini.
Beginning with an Illinois team that is a really good, really talented, well-coached, tough, obviously really, really hard to play. Home or road, but certainly in that environment, you know, have a really, really passionate fan base that always shows up. I think their wing strength, their wing ability is really impressive, and what has carried them. I know, you know, like a lot of teams in college basketball, they've had it. Had some times where maybe they've struggled with a relatively new group. Or a lot of new faces, but a really good team. And then obviously Indiana's super talented, well-coached, got really athletic. I think two of the most athletic teams that we'll see all year for sure.
That is Chris Holtman, Ohio State coach, talking about Illinois and what they'll bring. Well, one of those wings that Chris Holtman is impressed with is RJ Melendez. And I know Illinois fans sit and think, man, how would it be, how sweet it would be to get more consistent production out of RJ Melendez. Brad Underwood touched on that.
When you say RJ, it simplified the game. Like, it sounds kind of, I guess, easy, but I'm thinking there's probably more to it than to just get somebody to simply simplify. Like, how did you guys kind of work him into that to just play hard like that?
Yeah, for RJ, it's been really simple. Play really, really hard and show everybody, you know, his, like, he's becoming an outstanding defender. You know, he's got length, he's athletic, and just worry about doing that. Don't clog your mind with, oh man, I got to make this shot, or put pressure on yourself to make every shot. And that's, the game doesn't find you when you do that. So we say simplify. Worry about guarding, worry, and he has done that. And he's taken great pride in just simply, I don't want my man to score. I'm going to do this and do that. And it's not about the other end. And when you play hard, the game of basketball usually finds you, and your shots go in because you're not worrying about them. You get them in the flow of things. And now when you find that, now you can start running some actions to him. Now you can start creating opportunities for him because of confidence. And he's really worked hard at just simplifying. Now we know that ball's going in, so we can do some things with it.
All right, that is Brad Underwood chatting about RJ Melendez. Certainly, again, it would be wonderful. Maybe we have the RJ game tonight where he jumps for about 20 and Illinois takes down Ohio State. RJ had a chance to chat with the local media.
So coaches talked about you just simplifying the game, Joey Wagner, and just everyone playing hard defensively and that energy. Like, what's gone into just kind of that revelation, I guess, for
you? Yeah, I mean, poor scouting report, like everybody knows, like, I'm a good shooter, so they're going to not be in gas with me, so I've got to find those little parts where I can help the team win and just do those extra plays where at least just crash the boards or play hard defense or just help the team, whatever I can do, because I know, like, an easy shot is never going to be available for me, so I got to do the extra thing so that the team can be available to win and do whatever it takes.
DJ, when you're in that sixth man role, when you come off the bench, do you look to make a little bit more impact than when you're in the starting lineup?
I mean, I'm trying to do the impact whenever I'm in the starting lineup or off. We're not coming at the sixth man. I see some stuff on the court that could probably help the team out. Like the way they're playing, like maybe on offense, I can see some gaps in the, from outside of the court. So it's just some things that's like a different perspective. But yeah, in or out of the starting five, I'm always going to help the team win.
Yeah, five quick points in the last like minute and a half, and you had the dunk. Is it good just to see the ball go in over the course of a game? Did that help you at all?
Yeah, I feel like it did. It just gave the whole team a little boost, just a little bit more confidence since we were down like 13 or something like that. So just gave the team some confidence, some energy. I felt like going into the half. But yeah, like, it's good to see the ball go in. It just gives me a little bit more confidence coming to the second half.
Coach mentioned he's seen you take on more of a leadership role with this team. How do you feel about just how you've seen your leadership role expand on this team during this season?
Yeah, I feel like I've gotten a lot better towards what I thought about in the summer. But I feel like I still got a long way to go in leadership-wise. But I feel like I've done a pretty good job on trying to involve the freshmen in everything that we do and all, how a culture stands. It's just been an effort, so I feel like I've done a pretty good job on it.
Where do you kind of take that away from guys who came through the program before, or is there somebody you kind of like good?
I'd say the veteran from last year, Kofi, Montan, Trent, and the old guys, and Jake. They were the old guys that always mentor me on how to keep that culture in, and that winning is not easy, so you just gotta sacrifice your body and everything that you got on the court so that we can get to that finish line that we got in mind.
What do you see
about
Luke
in
practice?
Luke?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of progress through him. He's already working out, seen him, he's already running and all that. So it gets me really excited to be able to have him soon back whenever he can come back. So it's a lot of boost for us having him back. So it'll open up the court with, like, a lot more for a lot of guys.
Are you one of those guys that's playing one-on-one and two-on-two with someone?
No, because like, he'd be playing on a separate, whenever we in practice, he'd be like doing like workouts and all that while we practice, so that he like stays in rhythm and all that.
when you're on that stretch, like Coach talked a lot about that stretch of 19 straight days and all the games, what is that like? Like, can you kind of walk me through just the mental fatigue as you guys get towards the end of that?
Yeah, it's a little bit of mental fatigue, but we can use that as an excuse for the loss that we just had. Like Coach said, like, we're not going to win one-on-one games, so we got to make sure as a team, whenever those stretches where we're down by 10, we got to make sure we figure out how to play as a team and find everybody else and make sure you involve everything in the play and not just trying to like play one-on-one or something like that. That's something that we got to get better as a team, because some guys just like whenever the clock's running down, like they could like a little bit like anxious or something, so like we don't know what to do, or like whenever the play breaks down, so we just got to figure out how to move the ball and do certain spots so we can make the team move just like they make us, like playing to a rotation or something like that. So it's just making them pay for mistakes.
Coach Underwood kind of touched on you becoming a lockdown defender. What key aspects of your game have you been focusing on in practice, would you say, just to help you improve on defense?
Just basically defending, because defense translates to offense. So if I play hard on the defensive side, I feel like things are going to open up for me on the offensive side because of the toughness that I'm playing down there, and just going to translate to offense. So I feel like just playing hard defense is going to be a big key for our team, and just like being able to lock down some one of the best players or whenever they need them.
How'd you spend the two off days after going 19 straight?
So the day after, I just went straight back to the gym, worked out, and then the other day I just took a little mental break, just like to make sure I stay with myself and know that what's coming now is like a big stretch, so we gotta make sure we lock in now. And just no more losses at home. So make sure we, every single game that we got to stay firm and roll win, we got to take advantage of that and take that win.
What have you seen about Ohio State on film that might be a challenge for your team?
Really tough team. They're going to crash the glass really hard, so we got to make sure we box them out. Really good. Sekhi is a great player, great post player, so that's a big challenge for Dane now. And Bryce Sensabaugh is a big challenge for our wings to guard, so I feel like it's going to be a great challenge.
Want to work at a golf course? Rotem's Golf Management is looking for you. Just come to the UMI Golf Course Saturday, February 4th, 9 to 1 to apply and have an in-person interview. Or Iron Horse Golf Course February 8th from 4 to 7. Who wouldn't want to work at a golf course? Again, Saturday, February 4th, 9 to 1, U of I Orange and Blue in Savoy, or Wednesday, February 8th from 4 to 7 at Iron Horse Tuscola. For details, call Mike Wallner or email Mike at mwallner@uofigolf.com.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Muhammad.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Don't miss the final days of our Everything BOGO sale. Through Sunday only, you can buy 1 square foot of any floor and get the second foot half off. That's any carpet, any floor. Our hottest selling luxury vinyl floors, durable and pet friendly carpet, beautiful hardwood, and classic tile. It's all BOGO half off, including our Shaw Floors collection and incredible waterproof Cortec floors. Discounts on material only. See store for details. Then shop our amazing selection of furniture, rugs, and accessories. It's all buy one, get one half off. Plus, you can buy any carpet or any floor with special 2 years financing with zero interest. You'll always find unmatched service from our family-owned business. If you're ready to start a project, we're here for you. Don't miss the Everything BOGO sale through Sunday only at Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. We're flooring people.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Capturing the moments in life that matter most is now easier than ever at Prairie Gardens. Imagine the possibilities. Forever preserving those special photos, a family heirloom, artwork that speaks to your heart. Because at Prairie Gardens, you name it, the PG experts will frame it. Every handcrafted custom frame is expertly designed with you and comes with a lifetime guarantee. So when you're ready to frame the moments that matter most, you'll find your framing experts waiting for you at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, boutique, and your custom framing experts.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B. Catch my boys Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 on The Drive. Boom, boom, brr.
Thank you, Georgie, as always. Always appreciate that. All right, good stuff. Derek Piper and I ripped through things in the first hour. Second hour, nice to visit with Lindy Lushen, who came in and grabbed the mic, get a little perspective on college sports in general. Big one tonight for the Fighting Illini as they host Ohio State. The Buckeyes at 3-5 in the conference. Of course, Illinois 4-4 overall. So a big one for both of these teams tonight. But Illinois with a win tonight would vault, of course, to 5-4 and be tied with Michigan State for fifth. So you go from 8th to 5th, and it's just crazy. You know, everybody's just bunched up. You've got Rutgers 5-3. Here's what you got: 5-3, 5-3, 4-3, 5-4, 4-4, 4-4, 4-4, 4-4, 4-4, 3-5, 3-5. It's one or two games. You get on a roll, one or two games, and you're in great shape. So that's that'd be the case tonight, and a big one if Illinois can get it done in the Missouri Valley. And I appreciate Jake pointing this out. The Salukis on top of the Valley, tied with Belmont at 8-2. Southern 16-5 overall. They have the Murray State Racers. The Racers 6-4 in conference, so two games behind the Dogs. So a big one down in the Missouri Valley tonight. So looking forward to that as always. All right, that is the show. Again, appreciate Lindy Lushen joining us second hour. That was fun. Everybody enjoy the game. Go Illini. It is The Drive.
Illini fans, your place to pregame is Pia's, with great drink specials and food before Illinois hits the basketball court at the State Farm Center. Take the free Illini shuttle, leaving 30 minutes before each home game. Get there early to ensure your seat, because Pia's free Illini shuttle only makes one run. Stay in good spirits with your plastic cup on the bus on the way to the game. It's Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Go Illini!
Fighting Illini men's basketball takes on Nebraska Tuesday, January 31st, inside State Farm Center.
Strip. Oh, Clark just took it away. Fast break, Melendez. Layup, got it. And one.
You've been looking for the chance to bring your family to a game. This is it. Buy a four-pack of tickets today for just $99. Tickets are on sale now at FightingIllini.com.
Want to work at a golf course? Rotem's Golf Management is looking for you. Just come to the U of I Golf Course Saturday, February 4th, 9 to 1 to apply and have an in-person interview. Or Iron Horse Golf Course February 8th from 4 to 7. Who wouldn't want to work at a golf course? Again, Saturday, February 4th, 9-1, U of I Orange and Blue in Savoy. Or Wednesday, February 8th, from 4-7 at Iron Horse Tuscola. For details, call Mike Wallner or email Mike at mwallner@uofigolf.com.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking
You're
that
listening
local
to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the...